was turning onto her street to take her to Bob Evans, and I was thinking to myself, I'm the designated driver here. And then I thought, no, I'm the designated daughter, because I'm the one who came home to fill in the empty space.
Hello, and welcome back to the Ohio Anna Book Festival. I'm here with D.G. Pulford, award-winning writer, a nationally best-selling author, and co-founder of TheRememberingSite.com.
Hi.
Hi. You've got a new book out called The Designated Daughter, The Bonus Years with Mom. And that's what we'll talk a little bit about. But what I'd like to know at the beginning is what the book is about and what your interest in writing it was.
This book is about the thing none of us want to think about, our parents dying, aging, and dying. My father died in 1998. I was living in a ghost town in Nevada after having lived in Los Angeles for 20 years. But I'm a Columbus girl, and I was flying back and forth to take care of my dad. And after he died, I just instinctually knew this is where I wanted to be with my mom, who was 80 at the time. And we've had a marvelous, unbelievable, up and down struggle and joy 8 years together. And it's something that I will always be glad I did. I say to people, how many times do you know that you're in the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing? And that's what these bonus years have been for me.
This is a nonfiction book. Right?
This is a nonfiction book, and my mother, Phyllis Green, who is 88, wrote it with me. So we have kind of both of our takes.
When you started off with this, were you thinking about it as a publication from the beginning, or was this something that that sort of evolved over time from maybe notes that you were taking into a publication?
You know, I've been a writer for a long time. I'm always thinking of publication. My mother became a writer at age 82 with, it must have been Moonglow, Reflections on the First Years of Widowhood. And we knew that we wanted to do something together, but we just couldn't figure out exactly what it was. And one day, I was turning onto her street to take her. We were going to go to probably Bob Evans. And I was thinking to myself, I'm the designated driver here. And then I thought, no, I'm the designated daughter, because I'm the one who came home to fill in the empty space that had been left by Dad. And once that gelled, and I recognized what a huge community we are, baby boomers with aging parents who are living even longer because of modern medicine, I thought, this is who we are. This is a time that's never been named or talked about, and this is our book.
Well, you were talking about publications. How concerned do you think newer writers should be with publication? Is that the first thing out of the gate, or how do you think they should negotiate that?
Well, I'm in tears daily about what's happening to the newspaper business, because that's the way I started. I was the world's oldest intern at the Pasadena Weekly at age 35, and it really opened the world to me. And I was a columnist with the Los Angeles Daily News, 4 columns a week for 7 years. So there was really no time to not be thinking and not be writing. And your brain kind of is trained that way. So publication, it's a difficult road. And there are ways to become published now that don't have to do with New York. TheRememberingSite.com works with Wordplay and Author House, which are self-publishing places. If you're dying to see your book in book form, that might be a way to go. But really, concentrate, you know, start with your community newspaper. You just start in the habit of writing every day and getting published in your newspaper, and then your next steps will reveal themselves.
What are you reading at the moment?
I'm reading a book called Madness by Marja Hornbacher. She wrote this amazing, amazing book about her struggle with anorexia and bulimia that I read probably 10 years ago. And she has this new book is about her bipolar disorder, which she didn't even know she had. So it's fascinating to me because here she is, this just knockout writer, writing her way through these difficulties.
Well, you said you've been a writer for a long time. When were you sure you wanted to become a writer?
I used to write little stories on our family vacations when I was, I think it was 9. Maybe that was the age I was when I got my first desk. And I was crazy about dogs. And so I remember getting this blue lined notebook and writing dogs. And then drawing pictures of dogs because I didn't know what to write. But I remember the blue notebook. I remember the thrill of the desk. And I remember the starting the project. And that's when I knew.
What's the best or the funniest anecdote you've heard about the writing life?
I've lived through many funny ones and heard about that. I mean, I think all writers, we're kind of solitary people. So it's not like you hear about all the writers gathering together in a salon and back and forth, and that's really not what happens. We're really in our robes, you know, with coffee dripping down the front. Telling funny anecdotes about what our dog did that day. So it's just funny every day to the individual writer how we even make it with all these words in our heads.
And you had mentioned about the state of newspapers today, and I'm wondering what's your, since you have this relationship with the website, what's your take on the digital age? Do you think it's harder to get published now, or easier, or harder to get paid for publications?
You know, I've just been blessed with being with a terrific agency. And publication is hard. First of all, you live your life wherever you're living and hope someone in New York takes a liking to you.
Okay. No, that's great. That's a great answer. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming today, and we'll link all this stuff to the podcast on iTunes and places like that.
There's also a companion journal to Designated Daughter, which is a fill-in book. It's kind of born from To Our Children's Children, which was the family history book I wrote with my brother, Bob Green. And this is a book for mothers and daughters. Sometimes, as writers know, sometimes it's easier to put it on the page than say it out loud.
Right.
And this book has plenty of writing prompts, and I call them Polaroid, even though Polaroid isn't making Polaroid cameras anymore. But you read the question and the answer appears.
Well, that's excellent.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much.
Thanks, Doug.